This episode is dedicated to the memory of Tracy Smothers.
This week's episode of New Jack Safe Space is brought to you by the only newjack.com. The only newjack.com is the official online home of ECW Original New Jack. It is the only place where you can get personalized pictures, books, and posters from the hardcore icon himself. As a matter of fact, if you want your own personal safe space with New Jack, you can get that there as well at theonlynewjack.com, the most hardcore place on the internet that you can look at while at work. Welcome to New Jack Safe Space. I am the Tommy Thomas, here with the scariest man alive, the hardcore icon, original gangster, New Jack. How do you feel today?
I'm good, bro. How you doing?
Man, I'm feeling good. Are you okay with me calling you the scariest man alive?
Sure.
Are you proud of that moniker?
Yeah.
You want to be known as the scariest man alive?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. I'm terrified of you. You know that. I tell you that all the time. Every time you call me, I'm like, I'm sorry. What did I do this time? we have had an overwhelmingly positive response to your love advice episode. So we're going to try to expand that today a little bit.
Okay.
It's not just going to be love advice. It's going to be a little bit of life advice as well.
Right.
So you cool with that, Jack?
I'm cool with it, man.
All right. Now, we do have a couple of ground rules first. There are some rules to this. You cannot, and please, I'm asking you straight up, we will be pulled off the air if your advice is to physically harm anybody. So no stabbings, no hit them with a fucking lead pipe, no get the Ruger.
I wouldn't do that.
None of that. So you're ready? We're going to do this?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. All right. the first one is a softball. What's the best food to eat or thing to do to cure a hangover? And this is from Doug B.
Bread. Eat a Subway sandwich or something, but as long as you got like a lot of bread in it, you'll be fine.
Like, will pancakes count as that? Like,
yeah.
Anything that's just like cake, bread, anything that's starchy and filling like that?
Yeah, it'll absorb it, yeah.
See, I'm a French fries person. I like, if I'm hungover as fuck, I want a fucking plate of potatoes in some way, rather. It's French fries, mashed potatoes, hash browns, I don't give a shit.
Right.
Like, anything potato-y. But you say getting bread. What's the best thing to put on that bread? I know you said just bread, but what's the best thing to put on it to really drive the point home?
Mayonnaise.
You trying to make them throw up? Wait, are you serious? Just mayonnaise and bread?
No, eat a sandwich. It's a sandwich. Like, put mayonnaise on it, but you got ham and turkey and fucking ham. Fuck. Just put. Make sure you got some bread to go with it.
Okay, so make sure you guys eat bread if you're hungover as fuck, and that should really help you out with the hangover, Doug. On a previous episode, you said somebody should get a better job because they said that they didn't make enough money to be with the person they were dating.
Right.
So I think they're trying to be an asshole here, but... what's the key to that? They say they only have their high school diploma, so they want to know, how can they start making that kind of money? And please don't say trap.
No, I mean, fuck, go to junior college. Go to vocational school. You know what I mean? Get a trade.
Like plumber, electrician.
Yeah, truck driver, anything, yeah.
Hell yeah. Like, go out and get your CDL. And, I mean, I don't know if they make six figures, but, you know, they at least make good money. They're making enough money to survive. One of my neighbors is a truck driver.
Yeah. I used to be a truck driver.
Was that fun?
Yeah, for Circuit City.
Hell yeah. Like, just delivering all around your town?
Yeah.
Any cool shit happen?
Not really. I can't say that. No, it was cool. Everything was cool.
It was cool. I don't think this means Circuit City sponsors us, but you're welcome, Circuit City, for that free plug. just go to a vocational school. I know some of them are hard to find, but there's also becoming a YouTube doctor, or, you know, getting that YouTube degree where everyone watches like thousands of hours of stuff on YouTube and just learns that way.
Right.
And that's how they learn to do little trade skills and eventually try to convert it into the workforce. That's just my personal opinion. I guess Jack's personal opinion on the matter. This one's kind of a long one. Hey, Jack, my baby's mama is... I'm cleaning this up as I read. My baby's mama is being dumb. I'm trying to take family photos with me, my new wife, our child together, and my daughter. Like the one with his baby mama.
Right.
My wife wants to do my daughter's hair in a certain way for the photo. My baby's mama doesn't want her to do that or touch our child's hair. She says that... being the mother, it's a mother-daughter bonding thing, the hair thing, like doing
right.
that. I'm not trying to take anything away from my daughter or her relationship with her mother, but I really want to get this photo that my wife planned out to turn great. So what should I do, Jack?
Shit. I mean, let her do it. Let her fix her hair.
Well, I'm saying, like, so... just take the repercussions from the baby mama. Just say, fuck it. She's going to just have to deal with that.
Yeah. Is his kid too?
Absolutely. I mean, I agree with you. Do you think the baby mama is within her right to say something like that?
I mean, you deal with baby mama. Some of them are cool and some of them are bitches. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And she's being a bitch. That's all. You know what I mean? I could see if she was going to get the kid and not do shit to her head and have it looking like fucking buckwheat, but she's just trying to make it look good for the picture. So let her do it.
Oh, see, I completely agree with you on that one. Why punish the kid?
Right.
You know, like, why do that? I feel like that's just pettiness between the two parties right now. And, like, pettiness is a bad thing. I personally think that. That's
right.
Just me. But, yeah. So, just do the hair, worry about the repercussions later, and, you know, enjoy your photo, you know, smile in the picture.
Yeah.
All right. This one's from Gabby R. She says, hey, Jack, how do I get my coworkers to like me more? I tried bringing snacks, things like donuts and stuff like that. I try to throw parties, but they don't really come. They just don't seem to like me. What can I do to win over the room?
Wear a button-down shirt.
Jack, no. What happens if she's flat?
Huh?
What happens if she's flat?
Put on a bra. Wear a button-down shirt. Better do it. Show a little cleavage. Wear some low-cut jeans in the back where you're showing a butt crack.
Jack, I think it's an office environment. I feel like she can't get away with that.
She should try it.
Okay, what happens if we're going to take how she looks out of the equation? What would you do if you were in her shoes to try to win over a group of coworkers? I mean, I know you personally don't give a fuck what other people think about you, but if you were in the position that you wanted to win over a group, what are you going to do?
I'd take them all to a strip club. I would invite the whole office to the strip club. Tell them to meet me at the club after work. And we would go down there and get table dances and lap dances and drink and have a good time.
I want to work in an office with you.
Yeah.
I want to work in an office with you. Are you available to work in an office?
No.
Damn it. Because, I mean, can we go to the strip club? Is that a thing we can do? Can we record an episode from there or would we get in trouble?
Man, I got a wife. Hell no.
So, okay, we definitely get in trouble.
Hell no. She ain't about to hear that shit.
I really hope she doesn't listen to the podcast.
She does.
Oh, man. So are you in trouble sometimes after these?
No, she laughs at it.
Okay. Hell yeah. All right, we got speaking of wives, that's a good segue. I got my girlfriend pregnant, and now
you got your girlfriend pregnant?
Not me. Not me. This is from Marcus W.
Oh, I was about to say good luck, bro.
No, I don't have a girlfriend, man. I'm lame as fuck.
Okay.
I got my girlfriend pregnant. Now she wants me to quit smoking weed before the baby gets here. I don't drink. I don't do drugs. I just smoke weed. Weed's a fucking drug. Anyway, it's what keeps me sane. What do, Jack? It's not like I'm going to smoke in my house or around my kid. And she used to smoke before she got pregnant. I just think she's mad because she can't smoke right now.
That's probably it. She's probably pissed off because she can't smoke. But if I was him, I would go sit in the car in the garage and smoke my brains out. If she want to come out there and take a hit, let her take a hit.
She's pregnant, Jack. Come
on. She can't take a hit, then she has to watch and let me be high.
Wait, but she wants him to quit. She wants him under, I guess, the guise of it's best for the baby.
It's just weed. Fuck that. I wouldn't stop.
So you're telling him not to stop, to just go against the wife's wishes.
Yeah. He ain't bothering nobody. He doing shit at home. What's wrong with that?
I personally don't find anything wrong with it.
Nothing wrong with it.
All right. So I guess, Marcus, go on. Smoke your weed. I feel like we're condoning a lot of bad things today.
I'm sorry, but that's the way it is.
Okay, we got some more here. I forgot me and my wife's anniversary. Help me, Jack. I gotta fix this.
Bro, you done fucked up. That's one date you do not forget out of the year. You done fucked up.
But, I mean, how's he gonna fix it?
You can't.
Jack. You're a clever man. There's got to be a way for him to fix this situation.
Well, take her out to dinner. Fucking eat her pussy. I mean, but you done fucked up. If you missed that date, you fucking done.
Have you ever missed an anniversary?
I plead the fifth.
Okay. Which one's worse to miss? The anniversary or the birthday?
Both. They both run neck and neck.
So not one's worse than the other. It's just So there's only 2 days you have to remember in marriage. You don't got to remember the kids' birthdays. You don't got to remember any your own birthday. You just got to remember her birthday and the anniversary.
That's it.
Is that the key to a happy marriage?
Yes.
Actually, you know what? This is a personal one for me. What's the key to a happy marriage, Jack? Besides just remembering anniversaries and shit.
I mean, you got to work together. You know what I mean? Make a lot of decisions. Don't think for yourself all the time. You know what I mean? Thinking about her first. How would she feel if, or I better yet, I say, how would you feel if you did the shit? You know what I'm saying? Or if you didn't do it. Whereas if you're looking at her, you like, how would she feel if I didn't do something? You know what I mean? Tell her good night.
Yeah. So if you want, if you really want to maintain that happy, that loving marriage that that Jack has, you got to be able to compromise, I guess, is what he's saying. You got to be able – a relationship is a two-way street. You got to give, and then you take. And I mean, not take, but, like, you get back in return.
Right.
It's like a gift circle.
Right.
I mean, bro, you're like Frank Lucas right now. You like Frank Lucas, Nino Brown up in here. You got the reputation, but no one knows you passing out turkeys at Christmas.
No.
Let's see. How many bodies is too many bodies for people to have before they are disqualified from dating? What I'm assuming by bodies, he means how many sexual partners is too many sexual partners?
There's no such thing.
There's no such thing?
No. You can have as many partners as you want. I mean, until you find the one that you want to be with, it don't fucking matter. So, I mean, what you did before you met her don't mean shit. That don't count.
So, you're saying don't ever bring the past into what you're currently doing?
Nope.
Like,
talking about ex-boyfriend and ex-girlfriend, that's the worst thing to do.
Okay. Have you ever had that experience where somebody was just, or before you were with the missus, were you dating anyone that just would constantly talk about their ex or do shit like that?
No, but I've heard people do it. I've heard people do it.
And you find that that's what really ruins their relationship.
Yeah. I mean, when you always talk about your fucking boyfriend, your ex-husband, of course, that's going to make anybody fucking pissed off.
All right. So don't talk about the past so much. Try to keep things in check. You blow through these questions too fast, Jack. We are almost running out of questions. Let's see. Okay, this one's from me. What's the best liquor drink, and how do you make it? You are a world-class connoisseur of alcohol, so I want to know what you consider a great drink and the best possible way to make it.
I don't know all the liquors that they use for Long Island, but Long Island iced tea is my drink. When I'm not drinking that, I'm drinking a screwdriver.
Do you ever put grenadine in the screwdriver?
No.
No, you're just straight up orange juice and vodka?
Yeah, absolute.
Absolute?
Absolutely absolute.
So Smirnoff, no. No Aristocrat, no Smirnoff, none of that.
No. Cheap bastard.
I am a cheap bastard. Everyone knows that about me. I'm notoriously frugal. But someone that is not frugal is our great sponsor, the only newjack.com. Jack, it is your official website. You're not really a big internet guy, so it's...
Well, I got kicked off of Twitter.
I know, yeah. We're trying to get you back on Twitter, but tell the fans at home what you got kicked off for.
I don't know. They said that I had posted or reposted a picture of Al Pacino snorting coke in the movie Scarface.
Yes.
But I think it's more than that. You know what I mean?
You also threatened to beat the shit out of Logan Paul, the fucking YouTuber.
But he made a challenge to me.
I know. I'm well aware that he made a challenge to you.
Right.
Everyone's aware that he made a challenge to you. But he's got, like, everyone knows that he's a pussy.
Right.
And they know that you're a real one. So, like, if you threaten him, they know that he's a pussy. They know that you're going to kill this motherfucker.
You got to get back on Twitter.
Go to I'm not telling you. I'm telling the fans. At New Jack Podcast on Twitter. We're not going to say that you're on the Twitter. We're not going to say that. But Jack definitely has access to the New Jack Podcast Twitter. So we're not going to say that you were on the Twitter feeds. We don't want to get our page taken down.
Right.
But we'll just say it like that. So once again, that is at New Jack Podcast. Until we can get at New Jack 187 back up. That was your original Twitter handle. So we're gonna get back to the original thing, the sponsorship. The only newjack.com. The only newjack.com is your official website, Jack.
Yeah.
You were never really an internet guy. I'm guessing, how's it feel being in the 21st century now?
It's cool.
Do you like it when they tell you what to say on their personalizations that they can get from the onlynewjack.com, or do you want them to tell you what to say?
It don't matter. I mean, when I do the cameos,
yeah,
I'm big on Cameo. They request all kind of silly shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Tell my wife she's cool, but you'll beat her up and knock her in the head with your dick. You know what I mean? I mean, they request all kind of silly shit, and I'll do most of them.
Well, we'll talk more about Cameo in a brief moment, but the only newjack.com is the only place where you can get personalized pictures, posters, and books from the original gangster himself, New Jack. I don't know why I stumbled through that. I say this shit every week.
I know.
We talk about the onlynewjack.com every single week because the onlynewjack.com is your official website. I think personalizations are a great thing. Like, I like it whenever somebody has a photo of a celebrity and it's personalized, like, to so-and-so.
Right.
From them. So if you want your name on a picture signed by New Jack, head on over to the onlynewjack.com. We also have another sponsor, HighSpots.com and HighSpotsAuctions.com, where they are bringing in some pretty big guests. They've already had you on in the past. This week, they had on D'Lo Brown, your former friend.
Right.
They will
also, we're still friends.
Well, I'm sorry. Your former partner, currently still friends. Right. My apologies. I misspoke on that one. He was actually there. He spoke great things about you.
Right.
He said that you... it's not that you just showed him how to be a worker. It was that at the time he was young as fuck and you showed him how to be a fucking man.
Right.
Where there were certain things that, like, where it's like he might not stand up for himself in certain situations, and you, like, you're like, hey, man, no, we got to be fucking men about this right. shit, and showing him the ropes and how to really tough it out there.
Right. I did.
Any fond memories? Just to share real quick.
I mean, we had a good time on the road.
Okay.
You know what I mean? We had a Jim Cornette had rented this townhouse for all the boys to stay in when we came in Tennessee for the weekend, Virginia, West Virginia, in the Smoky Mountain area. And we would all stay there. So it was like, if the walls could talk, yeah. Oh boy.
Yeah. I bet that I would not want to take a black light to any of those walls in the house.
Probably not.
That place is probably out of control. I don't know how we got on. Oh yeah, we're talking about D'Lo Brown being a guest at High Spots Auctions and the High Spots virtual gimmick table. They will have future guests like the Godfather. Who I think the Godfather is fucking awesome. I mean, the man pimps up, hoes down.
Yeah.
I have completely forgotten how to read today. We're just going to keep talking about highspots.com and highspotsauctions.com, a one-stop shop for everything you need in wrestling. Our other sponsor, of course, is cameo.com/newjack187. It's like your own personal safe space, only New Jack talks to you. You don't get to talk to him. It's great for birthday messages, anniversary gifts, or even just something to, you know, treat yourself. How many cameos do you think you do in about a month, Jack?
About 30.
About 30 a month. That's like one a day. That's not bad, man. Like, yeah. That's one a day. And you can be one of those ones a day by heading on over to cameo.com/newjack187. Well, Jack, we have to go 30 because that's what the sponsors like to hear. They like to hear a good, clean 30 minutes. So do you have anything you want to talk about today? Yeah. Do you have anything that you want to talk about today?
Tracy.
Well, no, go ahead and say it.
Tracy Smothers.
Talk about him. Talk about him. This is your time. Tell him about... we like to keep this kind of loose to where you don't know when we record this, but today Tracy Smothers, legendary wrestler and former ECW coworker of yours, passed away today. Right. Any fond memories about him?
Yeah, Tracy taught me a lot. With him, Rock and Roll Express, Dirty White Boy, when we hit Smoky Mountains, I hadn't been in the business but maybe almost 2 years, a year, going on 2 years. And they took me by the hand and walked me through the business, you know what I mean? And I learned a whole lot from Tracy, you know what I mean? And we was always cool with each other. We never had a problem. We never had any disagreements or nothing. He was there to help me, to get me over, and he did, you know what I mean? And his daughter reached out to me a couple of weeks ago and told me that he was sick. And she was like, you know, New Jack, if you just remember him in your prayers, you know what I mean? And I was like, yeah, I'll do that. You know, and then I found out this morning, well, this afternoon, he had died. And I mean, that shit, I cried. I actually cried.
Damn, Jack.
You know what I mean? That shit hit me hard.
Damn. What, I mean, I know you said, like, what, just any specific fond memory of, like, a time on the road with you two or a time backstage, just, like, where you just, like, man, this moment was where I really knew that we were tight like that.
Me and Tracy did a singles match, and he put me over. And he talked me through the whole match. I didn't know shit, but he talked me through the whole match. You know what I mean? And he didn't have a problem with doing the job. You know, and that's when I knew that we was headed somewhere. You know what I mean? Because you got these guys that have been in the business for 20 years, 20 years plus. You know what I mean? And then to be able to work with them, and to learn from them, I mean, that meant a lot. Meant a whole lot.
Did you? When was the last time you communicated with him?
I saw him in Columbia, Tennessee, at the show, and we talked for a little bit.
Well, how long ago was that?
About a year.
About a year.
Yeah.
What do you think is the best piece of advice, rather, about life or wrestling or anything? You said he taught you a lot. What's the best piece of advice he ever gave you?
I really can't say, because he gave me, he was around a lot when I was coming up in Smoky Mountain. You know what I mean? But I had posted something on my Facebook, and I was like, you know, y'all keep in touch with your friends in this business, because you never know when they're not going to be here no more. You know what I mean? And I'm like, don't wait till they fucking die to be like, oh, I wish I would have called him. I wish I would have, you know what I mean? Just when you think about them, give them a call, text them, you know, shoot them a message on fucking Facebook, you know what I mean? Or Twitter or whatever. Just let them know that you think about them.
Absolutely, Jack. I could not agree with you more. With that being said, we're going to take a quick break, and we will be back in a moment with more New Jack Safe Space right after this.
Special thanks to our sponsors over at HighSpots.com and HighSpotsAuctions.com. HighSpots.com is a one-stop shop, not just for wrestlers, but for fans and promoters as well. HighSpots.com, you can get gear, you can get memorabilia, or you could even get your own wrestling ring and everything in between. HighSpots.com is a one-stop, all-exclusive shop for everything you could imagine for professional wrestling. And don't forget, they have HighSpotsAuctions.com, which has weekly auctions of some great wrestling memorabilia from superstars such as Kenny Omega, Ron Simmons, Teddy Long, and New Jack himself. That is, once again, HighSpots.com and HighSpotsAuctions.com.
And welcome back with more New Jack Safe Space.
What the fuck?
Okay, so we are going to start talking about a little bit of wrestling news that happened over the past couple of days. Jack, did you see the viral video of the kid at the backyard show breaking both of his legs?
Yes, I did, and I thought it was great.
Jack, okay, wait, what? What?
That was the funniest shit I have ever seen. I mean, he didn't have no business in the ring, number one. And they had a ring out in somebody's backyard. And he climbed his fat ass up on the third rope and jumped the second rope and jumped off and broke both his legs. Dude, I thought that shit was funny as fuck.
I mean, Jack, were you not at least for a second concerned with the man's well-being?
No, he ain't had no business in the goddamn ring.
Well, okay, why do you think he didn't have any business being in the ring?
Because he's a TV wrestler. He watched this shit on TV and then go out into somebody's backyard and practice the shit. And they go out there and kill each other. And that's exactly what he did. He broke both of his legs. And they had another to put a GoFundMe page on fucking Facebook. I wouldn't send him. I said, I'd send him some advice. I wouldn't send him a fucking dime.
Wow. No, I do not like the fact that somebody got hurt. I am not one of those people. But I do completely agree with you. The business has no place for backyard wrestling like that. Well, I guess right now all wrestling's backyard wrestling, but that type of backyard wrestling, yeah, where they're not wearing any gear, they're just not doing any actual shit. I don't know why I'm saying this. Like, I'm not talking to one of the most hardcore wrestlers ever who kind of did crazy shit back in the day.
Yeah, I did.
Jack, I got you to watch a little bit of wrestling this week, a tiny little bit. You watched the Chris Jericho, Maxwell Jacob Friedman segment from AEW, where right, they went out to a steak dinner together. Tell us what you think, Jack.
I mean, I thought it was lame. I mean, people want to see wrestling. They don't want to see nobody going out if they had no fucking dinner. I mean, it was, to me, it was bullshit. I thought it was lame as fuck.
Did you not like the singing, the dancing?
No, it sucked. It was all terrible.
Would you,
if Jericho can't sing,
he's a rock star.
He's a fucking bullshitter. No, he can't sing.
He's a rock star.
Where?
His band Fozzy has had Billboard albums. They have been close to the top of the charts.
Well,
he has sold millions of records.
It still sucks. They suck.
So you're saying Chris Jericho should stick to wrestling and executive producing shows about people.
And Dark Side.
Yeah, that's that thing. So yeah, I guess apparently Chris Jericho, I'm a fan of Fozzy. I like Fozzy. I become hey, Judas in my mind. I think you'd like them. They're kind of metal. They're a little bit metal, Jack.
I like hard rock bands.
Like, you like the death metal, like the roar, roar, roar.
Yeah.
How can you, like, do you crank it all the way up, or are you listening to it real softly?
No, I turn it up. What's that band? Is it Emua?
I don't listen to the super death metal. Is it the one you've posted a couple of photos of, like, the poster or the shirt that you've worn?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I like they shit.
You like them?
Yeah.
I heard they're really hardcore. I heard they're like wild. They're out there. They're like you.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. So I guess Chris Jericho, if you want to really impress New Jack with music, get more hardcore with it, I guess.
I ain't lying.
Hopefully Tony Khan hears this and slips him the memo. We're still going to try to get Tony Khan to at least listen to an episode.
Mm-hmm.
He likes you. You like him, right? You're a fan of Tony Khan.
Who is that?
The owner of AEW.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the guy that put you over on Twitter and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. So, yeah, Tony Khan, if you're listening out there, please tweet at New Jack or Instagram, whatever you want to do. Get
right
with New Jack. Or go over to theonlynewjack.com and get your own personal safe space with New Jack.
Right.
Also, in the last piece of wrestling news, you also watched a little bit of Impact Wrestling. And they had a wedding. Jack, tell us what happened at the wedding.
They got married. They exchanged vows. And then the guy got shot. They kissed and then he got shot.
Jack, you got to have thoughts on this.
Dude, that shit was lame. It was lame. It was lame. I mean, I think to go to something that extreme, it's like it was lame. I thought it fucking sucked.
I personally am a very big fan of Impact Wrestling. I think that what those women and men and everybody in between over there, the demons and all they have over there, do amazing work. It's probably, in my personal opinion, the best wrestling show on TV. It's also produced by your friend, DeLorean Brown. But I think they've got a great talent roster. I think they've got great storytelling. But I kind of agree with you, Jack. I don't think guns belong in wrestling. I firmly believe that if you allow guns in wrestling, if you have a no disqualification match, then what's to stop a motherfucker from going out to the trunk or popping the trunk and just going and pulling out a gun?
Getting a gun, yeah.
Like, just even bringing the idea of it, like, I like to look at it like wrestling has this unwritten rule of you can't bring your gun to a show. Just because if, let's say, you're not happy with the results of your match, you're going to want to go backstage just logically in the mind of wrestling and fuck that motherfucker up.
Right.
So if they beat your ass in a match, you might walk out and go and get your gun. That's why they don't allow guns in wrestling.
Right.
So the fact that they shot somebody is kind of, I don't like the way that sits with me. I mean this in the most respectful way, but like, what you did kind of, it broke a lot of stuff.
Right.
Where people were like, well, how the fuck can we keep topping that? So motherfuckers just kept trying to top shit.
Right.
So I'm like, logically, you bring out a gun, you got to top that shit.
Right.
Like, I guess the gun is the be-all, end-all, but either way, just I'm not a fan of guns and wrestling, so you just didn't like the segment.
No.
But yeah, that's just our personal beliefs, respectively. We've come up to the end of the show, Jack. It's been a good one. Do you think it's been a good one?
I think so.
Hell yeah. So as we do every single week, this is you're going to be kind of like a gangster-ass Steve Harvey. You know, Steve Harvey, you don't listen to the Steve Harvey show, do you?
No, I watch Family Feud, but I don't watch the show.
Well, at the end of every Steve Harvey show, he likes to give inspirational messages to all the listeners out there. Like, I, for lack of a better term, like a little mini sermon. And you've been doing it for the past few weeks. So if you don't mind, Jack, could you please give the fans out there a little mini sermon or things about life?
If you don't like guns and wrestling, say so. Because it's all bullshit. It has no place in wrestling. And everybody that does it, they tried to do it years ago in WWF. And it went over fucking bad. And when they doing it now, it fucking sucks. You know? So I'm just like, watch the shit, enjoy for what it is, have a good time, and holler at me next week.
All right. So just, I guess, it's a cliff note. Enjoy your life, you know?
Yeah.
Enjoy your life. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been New Jack Safe Space Podcast. Please take care of yourselves.
New Jack Safe Space is executive produced by Jennifer Young. For more information about the podcast, head over on Twitter or Instagram at New Jack Podcast.